Welcome back, everybody, to Silverlight TV. My name is John Papa. I'm the Silverlight Evangelist here at Microsoft. And today's guest, I have Rajendra. He's a principal software engineer working on our what application?
It's Silverlight for client for Facebook.
Our Facebook application. And this was just recently released on our website on silverlight.net.
Yeah.
This is a very cool application. I'm really interested in seeing how this works. So today, you're going to show us how this what this application can do.
Okay.
And can we dive into some of the code and see how you did some of it?
Okay, sure.
That'd be great. So why don't you start by showing us what this application does?
Okay. So this is a Silverlight out-of-browser application. And this will give you pretty much what you can do on the Facebook.com website. So this is the startup application. When it boots, you can see your news feed. And then on the left, you can see all the friends list. In the background, you can see all the recent photos that were posted by your friends.
So you've got your photos, your news feeds, a lot of the Facebook features are built in.
Exactly. So at a shot, you can just hover over any of your photos, and you can see those photos in details.
And if you click on those, will they pop up?
Yes. Clicking on it will take you to the details of that photo.
Oh, fantastic.
And then you can navigate to that album with all the photos in it. And we'll go to the photos view later, but I'll just go over all the other features which we have. So here you can see that you have all the friends list, all your friends. And when you click on a friend, you can see the news post that was done by the user. And also you can see all the albums that the user has posted. So kind of in one shot, you can see all the things which your friends are doing.
So is this using a list box with embedded rich text boxes?
Exactly.
Excellent.
So it pretty much is each of the news feed item is a rich text control, and it's an inside a list box.
Right. So you couldn't have done this application then in Silverlight 3, or it would have been considerably more complicated.
Yeah. So the news feed has a lot of HTML content in it. So to do it in Silverlight 3, you would have to convert all the HTML into Silverlight text box controls,
right,
which would not be more efficient. But here, we just use the rich text control and kind of parse the HTML, create the different runs of rich text. And so
you create the runs through the bolding and the colors.
Exactly.
Great.
So that kind of gives us more efficient way of displaying the content.
Now, this application works out of browser. Does it also work in the browser?
We could make it work in the browser, but we...
But the current version doesn't?
Does not do it.
Okay. So there's nothing you're doing that would prevent you at this point?
Exactly.
Okay. Great.
Exactly.
Now, you've got some things with photos there. Can you take pictures?
Yes. You can take take picture using a webcam that is attached to your machine. And then you can upload it to the server, to the Facebook server, as a part of your status update.
Okay. Can you show us how that works? We won't actually upload because, as I understand it, you're not using your Facebook account today.
Yeah. So here's the one where the UI where you can put your status update, like a URL or a photo.
Right.
So clicking on the photo, you can upload a photo from your machine, or you can take a photo using the webcam. So here you can see that there's a webcam, and
right,
I can just click on that, and you can see that the photo is there. So as soon as I click share, it gets uploaded.
So share would upload it immediately, and
yeah,
any text that you type in would get tagged to that.
Exactly.
Now, could you drag and drop a photo from your hard drive onto this?
Yeah. So when you go to the photos, this one, so we have an option where you can create a new album, and then you can upload photos onto the album. So for example, here, I'm just... I'll just drag a couple of photos to...
Great, so we've just dragged and dropped. So you've got a drop area, some kind of a canvas, perhaps.
Exactly. And then you can add the details on the album, and then you can hit publish, and then the album is created on the server.
And this is all live, so if we do publish right now, they'll go up there.
Yeah.
That's great. So you've got drag and drop, you've got rich text boxes, you've got add a browser, you've got webcam features, you've got HTML content, as you mentioned.
Yes. So, for example, here you can suppose. So here is one where we have an embedded video in it, and so any YouTube videos, those kind of things, which cannot be played by Silverlight, In that case, we create a web browser control and embed those controls in the HTML page in an iframe, and then pass the URL to it, and then it can play.
Great. So you're just taking a web browser control and loading the video in through an iframe.
Yeah, exactly.
And that worked. The web browser control works in Silverlight 4, which is great. That's the same thing we did for the puzzle application.
Yes,
at the PDC
yes.
demo as
yeah,
well. Very
yeah.
similar.
Yeah, very similar to that.
All right. Now, how about some basic kind of business-like features like right-click, and is there any features for that support?
Yeah. For example, here in the events page, we kind of list all the events, upcoming events of the user. And so, for example, if you want to add an event to the...
Oops. So you've left-clicked there. That's okay.
Yeah.
There we go.
So I can add an event to the Outlook calendar. So the way we expose is to a right-click event. And so when you click on Add to Outlook calendar, we kind of use the com interrupt and add it to the Outlook.
Oh, great. So we're combining here. You got right-click, which pops up a nice context menu, which you guys created, it looks
yeah.
like.
Yeah.
Then that will invoke Outlook if it exists on the machine.
Exactly.
And then embed a new event inside of Outlook.
Yeah.
Sweet. So this is all cool. You're whetting my appetite. I'd love to see some of this code. Could we see how maybe the Outlook pieces are working or the login features?
Yeah. So let me dig into the code. Just to give you the, let me first log out and show you how the login kind of experience works. So when you start the application, we kind of bring up the web browser control. So the Facebook login works is we need to redirect the user to the Facebook website.
Right.
And then the user enters the credentials on the Facebook website. And once this succeeds, the Facebook calls back into our URL, giving us the information like session ID and session secret, so forth. So to get that working, we create a web browser control, and then we navigate to the Facebook website.
Right.
And when we do that, we go and kind of register an event handler on the web browser control. So for example, the web browser control has a script notify event for which we register and say when the Facebook navigates back into our login.htm, mm-hmm. then we call this window.notify. So it's kind of, this is the mechanism which the web page talks to the Silverlight application.
Gotcha. So on the first page that you have, if you go back there for a moment so I understand you, what we're doing here is we're setting up an event handler where we're going to have Facebook notify us once the login has been determined to be successful or not successful.
Yes. So the Facebook navigates to our page, mm-hmm. The login.completed.htm,
right.
And the page, in turn, talks back into the Silverlight application okay. through the event handler.
And that page that talks back is using JavaScript to talk
exactly.
back to Silverlight.
Exactly.
And so can you show us that piece, the JavaScript that talks back?
Yeah, it's a simple one where... in onload. So this is the page which Facebook calls back into us, and the location.href has all the information which we need from Facebook. So when we the notify call passes this parameter back to the Silverlight application, which in turn parses this and then extract all the necessary information from it.
Cool, and that works very well then.
Yeah.
So let's look at some of the other features, such as the com interop with Outlook.
Okay. The first thing is I'll just show the right-click event.
To invoke that.
So the first thing is when the mouse button, right button is clicked, we need to say whether we are handling the event or not. And so one of the things what we do is to check whether you have the elevated permissions. So since ours is out of browser application, when we install it, we request the user to give us the elevated permissions. And so once we have it, then we set the handle to true. And when on the right button up, we go and create our object, which pretty much adds the item to the Outlook.
So we've got elevated out of browser, but we're also using elevated yeah. permissions because we're doing things with COM. We
yeah.
require that.
Yeah.
And I assume if they don't allow the elevated, then we're not going to be able to install this application.
Yeah, exactly. So here is pretty much what we do is to create a calendar event. When the user clicks on it, we pretty much check if you already have an existing appointment for that. If not, we go and add an appointment.
And here we're using another .NET 4 feature with C# feature, dynamic keyword.
Dynamic keyword,
we should do the late binding to create our Outlook instance
yeah.
if Outlook exists.
Yeah.
obviously, and then we'll come down. I assume there's a part in here where we're actually going to create the event. Okay,
yeah.
Here's the appointment item. Got you.
Yeah.
And then that'll get saved off to Outlook.
Yeah, exactly.
So can you show us where the Comm Automation Factory comes into play?
Yeah. So here is where we create the Comm object, the Outlook object.
Great.
If it's available, then here is where we go and get the calendar. This one, create the calendar object. And
okay, so you have to know something about the namespace and the Comm object.
Yeah, Comm, and the Outlook object model.
Right, you can't just guess. There's no IntelliSense on that. So.
Yeah.
Great. So great, there's right-click, we get the login, we've got the Comm automation. How about the webcam code? Could you show some of that?
Yeah. So the webcam is we just create a capture source object, mm-hmm. and then we find out what capture devices on system, and then we set the format on that. And this is the kind of the initialization code when we use a video brush. So when the on the UI, when you saw when you clicked on take the photo, and then at that point we capture the image and get the extract the image from the video brush.
Okay, so you got your capture device, you set up through video, and there's no audio in this case since we're
just doing
a video snapshot.
Yeah.
And then that will get uploaded
directly
to the Facebook API.
Yeah.
Excellent. Can you mind scrolling down a little just to see the rest of the code here? So we're setting the source for the video brush, and then you've got some general exceptions
for
what if we have an issue with the video capture.
Exactly.
Excellent. Not the video capture, but the snapshot.
Snapshot,
right.
Yeah.
It's no video. So what about the drag and drop features? How does that work?
So the drag and drop is we first have to say that our the UI element kind of handles the drag and drop. We just set a flag saying that we handle the drag and drop. So when the user drops the file, we get the onDrop call.
And to make that work, when you say to allow that, you have to set the allow drop property?
Yeah, exactly.
Of some kind of element.
Yeah, you can see that we set the allow drop property.
For the entire user control in this case.
Yeah, exactly. And then, once you get the onDrop, we can extract the files out of it. And then for each of the file, we just go and add to the existing album, and it gets added to the UI at that point.
Right, so you're just pulling out whatever files they may have dropped onto the surface of the user control.
Yeah.
Great. This is great. I really appreciate that you dove into some of the code with us on this application. And this application is available for download now to the general public, is it not?
Yes. It's on the Silverlight.net.
Silverlight.net website?
Yeah.
And we'll post a URL on Silverlight TV to show everybody where this comes from so you can download it and try it out yourself. I really like it. I know my wife and I were playing with this, and it was the first time she really got excited about Silverlight, I admit it. She was saying, wow, this is a much better application to interact with Facebook.
Yeah.
I think you guys have done a great job here.
Thank you.
So are there any future features you guys are looking at adding?
There were some requests for chat and other features. So we are just looking at all the, we're getting a lot of feedbacks from the public, and we are just evaluating all the things, and probably we might add some of them.
That's excellent. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Yeah,
I really appreciate it, giving us a behind-the-scenes look at this code, which, as I understand, the code is not freely available for the download, but the application is. Thank you for all the feedback on Silverlight TV. We're listening to all the feedback that you have, and we're trying to schedule some more shows to show some design-oriented focus as well as some more technology and some great applications that are coming right out of Microsoft just from across the street. With some gentlemen like Rajendra here. If you have any other feedback, please feel free to follow us on Twitter at Silverlight TV and just post your comments there, and we all listen in and we'll schedule something good for you. Okay.